Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The clergy abuse scandal in the church is the subject of a meeting of the Pope and the world's cardinals this week. Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley will be there. Right now, though, he's in Ireland as part of the Vatican investigation of clergy abuse in that country. Last night, Cardinal O'Malley and some members from the Boston Archdiocese met with clergy abuse victims and some of those who advocate for them. Maeve Lewis is with the group One in Four, which raises money to help Irish abuse victims. She was at that meeting with Cardinal O'Malley, and she joined us on the line from Dublin. Ms. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, Deb.
Tell us about the meeting with Cardinal O'Malley. Where were you and who was there?
Well, we met, myself and another staff member from One in Four, met Cardinal O'Malley last night. He was accompanied by some of the staff from the Child Protection Services in Boston. And we had a very engaging meeting with him. We were with him for about an hour.
And then in terms of the folks who are with Cardinal O'Malley from Child Protective Services in Boston, did they talk with you about how Boston has handled the crisis here and how that might apply to Ireland?
Well, in fact, most of the focus was on the situation in Ireland, but there clearly is a very high level of expertise and experience from the Boston Archdiocese. We talked, for example, about the fact that in Boston, when a victim approaches the Archdiocese, there are two services available, one very much a pastoral counselling type service, and then the other which would deal with the legal aspects, including child protection issues, compensation and so on. In the Dublin Archdiocese, that service is not separated, and that does cause difficulties and confusion for victims who are approaching the Dublin Archdiocese.
What would you say was the main message from Cardinal O'Malley to you and the other folks at the meeting?
Well, I mean, our sense was that Cardinal O'Malley was very open to hearing what we had to say. Now, his focus during his visit to Ireland is the Dublin Archdiocese, which would be the most progressive diocese in terms of child protection in Ireland. But he was also interested to hear about our experience of other dioceses in Ireland, which wouldn't have such a highly developed or such an open approach to the issues of child protection. So I think he was glad to hear that.
And what do you think his main message was back to you?
I mean, we went to the meeting with a very open mind as to what might happen. I mean, we have a lot of experience of speaking to people within the Catholic Church where they appear to listen, but very little actually changes. So it was with a certain, I suppose, scepticism we approached the meeting. We certainly found Cardinal O'Malley very open to listening to what we had to say. He asked an awful lot of questions. His message was that he really wanted to understand the situation in the Irish Church from as many perspectives as possible. He is leaving Ireland tomorrow, I believe, but will be back again in January, so invited us to a further meeting if we'd anything to add, and asked if he could contact us with any other questions that may arise. So we certainly formed the impression he genuinely wants to understand what's happening. Whether that ultimately will make any difference, of course, remains to be seen, because that will go back to the Vatican, and it ultimately will be up to the Vatican to make those decisions.
You know, when Cardinal O'Malley arrived, he was criticized for appearing at a Mass with two Irish bishops who were mentioned in government reports that were issued in Ireland as helping to facilitate abuse by not coming forward. Is that still something that sort of resonates among...
It is. I mean, we raised that issue with Cardinal O'Malley. We told Cardinal O'Malley that his appearance, especially with Bishop O'Mahony on the altar, was seen by victims as a support for the auxiliary bishops and support for the official stance of the church, and would have been very hurtful to victims. Now, Cardinal O'Malley told us that he had been invited to attend this Mass and actually didn't know who was going to be there. That may be the case, but that is somewhat disingenuous. And, I mean, he would need to be more careful. That started his visit on a note that suggested that nothing was going to change, that he was going to support the status quo. Now, maybe it was a genuine mistake. That's what his position is. But it certainly wasn't helpful.
So are you still sceptical then?
The man certainly listened with a great deal of openness. Whether that translates into genuine change in the Irish Catholic Church. Obviously, only time is going to tell.
Maeve Lewis is with the group One in Four in Ireland, a charity that helps victims of abuse. She met yesterday with Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley. He's in Dublin as part of the Vatican's investigation into the Irish Church's handling of its clergy abuse crisis. Maeve, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Not at all, Deb. Thank you.